Mr. Chairman, I'm Nancy Rotier. I'm the legislative liaison for the Director of State Courts, and I've submitted to the committee a written statement from the director that's more gives at greater length some of our concerns. And he was unable to be here today and wishes that I would just share this information. I will be speaking to the substitute amendment because I think that's what the authors are really working off of. And I wanted to indicate as well that we've already shared most of these concerns with the authors, and we're very appreciative of their willingness to work with us on some of the concerns. Currently, the statutes require juvenile court records to be maintained in a confidential manner, and we take that responsibility very seriously. And this bill would make some pretty substantial changes to it. We have some questions and concerns, and a lot of it is somewhat definitional. So, for instance, Assistant District Attorney Kinney said that there is no mandate for the courts to transfer any records, but the language of the substitute specifically says that the court shall transfer information. It doesn't say what type of information. That's obviously a very crucial thing to be worked out as to what specifically is being asked for. Not all of the paper record that exists are contained in the electronic court records. Our electronic court records do not contain any documents. So, for instance, if what the police really and law enforcement really want to see, for instance, is the order from the juvenile court in a disposition on delinquency or even under Chapter 48, they aren't going to find that in the electronic court record. So we think that there needs to be a good deal more work to sort of define exactly what it is that is being sought in order to know how this could be accomplished. We think that if records are to be transferred electronically, there are not many entities out there who are in a position to actually get the information. Are they in a position to receive electronic records? Are they ready to invest in their own IT systems to put themselves in a position to get these records from the court? We think that's an unanswered question. The second biggest concern is exactly what it is that would be most helpful to law enforcement and the other entities for whom information would be disseminated under this bill. And that goes to the situation that I mentioned about the certain documents are not actually part of the information. We've attached to the testimony a sort of a sample. It's from an actual Milwaukee County juvenile case with all identifying information taken out of it, but it would just give you an example that if a member of law enforcement had access to this particular juvenile's electronic record, this is what they would see. And we're very unsure at this time if that's exactly what is going to satisfy the need for information that's been identified. And I think that that's something that needs a little more discussion. And the third thing I wanted to, the third concern we've identified and wanted to emphasize today is the bill is very unclear what kind of mechanism is envisioned for doing this sharing. Typically, when access to a confidential website is controlled by the people who set up the website, they set up user IDs and passwords in order to control that flow. Right now, the court system operates with the user ID and password system, but we have less than 3,000 users. There are almost 20,000 law enforcement, full-time law enforcement personnel in this state, and we're not sure who and how this bill and the authors envision that access is going to be taken care of. What's the real mechanism here? If you really are talking user IDs and passwords, we're talking a very significant cost to set up such a system and also a cost to maintain such a system. If that's not being suggested, then what other mechanism? For instance, there was a reference made to authorized representatives, but it's not at all clear who that would be, Would we be dealing with each and every law enforcement agency around the state? There are many in every municipality, frankly. Would we have to deal with each one individually in order to set up that kind of system? I think it needs a little more definition in order for us to be able to have some better idea of exactly what would be necessary to have this kind of system. We have suggested to the authors, and we think something that may be very usable and workable is what is we often refer to as a lookup site. So it'd be a restricted access site where people with the proper authorization can come in and actually look up data. But somebody has to figure out what's on that site, how access is taken care of, who gets access. All of those mechanical and technical things have to be worked out. And we think that this bill is written in a manner that's very, very broad. And we don't want people to get unrealistic expectations that if this bill is passed, it's going to automatically be taken care of. If there are lots of these questions that remain to be answered, it may take a long time, longer than any of us feel, and certainly law enforcement and others, longer than they would want to wait in order to work out these technical sort of issues. So I think that with additional discussions, perhaps we can refine the legislation in a way that can be more cost effective from our end. We are implicated because the legislation talks about the electronic court record, and our Circuit Court Automations Program, CCAP, provides the electronic system for the keeper of the records. Under the statutes, the record keeper is the juvenile court in the county where the action is taken care of. So you have a juvenile court clerk, or in some instances, the clerk of circuit court. They are the official record custodian, but we provide the electronic access. So we are implicated in doing this. So I think that there are a lot of questions to be answered. We've included some cost figures of what we think it would cost us to set up various mechanisms, but we're very open to talking to the authors and others about how we can do this in a cost-effective manner. But the way the bill, of course, we would have some questions about the statement that ADA Kinney made about it not costing anything. These things do cost money, and this bill does not provide any resources for us to do this. And I point out in the testimony under the current biennium, CCAP has taken a cut of $1 million in its budget already, and that so it means that resources that go to the core functions of managing the caseload of the state courts would have to be adjusted in some way in order to accommodate what's being asked here. So with that, I'm happy to provide answers if I can.
Sure.